Baruch Hashem, we're starting now, we're entering into the sugya of Hadlakas Neirs, the Shabbos candles. This is going to be, Mitzvah Hashem will talk for a few months. The Sheirish, the root of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neirs. The Gemara in Shabbos and Chafei Medbeis brings the Pasuk in Eicha. Batiznach Mishalom Navshi Nashisi Toiva. Which literally means my soul has been denied peace. My soul has been denied peace. I don't have peace. And Nashisi Toiva means that good has also been denied me. So the Mekoinen, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, is crying that I'm missing, my soul is missing peace. I don't have shalom. And I don't have toiv. If I don't have shalom, I don't have toiv. Because I don't have peace, I don't have good. It's been denied me. And in that pasuk, the Gemara says, Zu hadlakas aner. This is referring to the candle, to lighting the candle. Meaning that the lighting of the candle, the Shabbos candle, has the koyach, has the ability to repair this terrible matzav that the Navi is describing. The soul has been denied peace and has been denied tov, good. And zu hadlakas ner, that the Shabbos candle has the ability to repair those. In other words, Shabbos, the Hadlakas Ner, the Shabbos candle has the ability to bring shalom, to bring peace. To bring peace into the house, into the world, into the nefesh, into the soul. And that is the ultimate good. That's the ultimate tov. And the halacha is, Ner Beisa v'Ner Chanukah, Near Beisai Odif Mishum Shalom Beisai. That if one can only afford the Shabbos candle or a Hanukkah candle, either one or the other, you can't afford both. So then the din is Near Beisai Odif. That first he has to take care to see that he has a Shabbos candle. Why? Mishum Shalom Beisai. Because the inyan of the Shabbos candle is to bring Shalom Bayis. And this is seen, shalom, peace, and shalom bayis is seen as the ultimate ideal. As we find in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, that shalom is not just a detail in the picture. Shalom doesn't mean something that's really good. Shalom is when everything is working. Shalom is the whole picture. As the Rambam writes, Shaharei Hashem nimcha glasa shalom benish leishta. We know that the holy name of Hashem can be erased in order to bring peace into a home between a husband and wife, in the case of the woman who was suspected of being unfaithful. Godel HaShalom, the Rambam writes, uncharacteristically, whenever he brings something that is not strictly halachic, Godel HaShalom, Shekol HaTorah Nitna Las HaShalom Ba'olam. Great is Shalom, great is peace. Listen to the lashon. Shekol haTorah nitna l'asa shalom ba'olam. That the whole Torah was given. The purpose of all Torah is to bring peace. Shekol haTorah nitna l'asa shalom ba'olam. It's the end of Hilchos Chanukah. So we need to understand how is it that the Shabbos candle is able to bring shalom? That it does. Chazal tells b'feirush. But how does it do that? How does that work? And what does it mean? So the Gemara there, Rashi writes on that Gemara, Rashi explains, what's the meaning of Shalom? So Rashi writes, B'mokim she'ein ner, in a house where you don't have the candle, if you don't have the light of the candle. Ein shalom. There is no peace. Ein shalom. Shaharlech v'nichshol. Because as he walks, he's going to bump into things. He's going to stumble. The Magen Avraham brings in Reish Samach Gimel from the Mordechai the same concept that the light of the candle brings a very practical benefit to the home. Except here it's even more physical. Shelo yikoshel be'etz o be'evin. So the Mordechai says, it's brought down by Magen Avraham, is that the purpose or the shalom that is created, the shalom that is created by the Shabbos candle, is that a person does not stumble over a piece of wood, be'etz, wood, or be'evin, or a stone. So I don't know about you, but when I look at that on a simple level, it's very disappointing. That's the shalom. That's it. That's the whole thing. They shouldn't bash my head. That's shalom. That's the meaning of the shalom. It says in Pasuk, the Navi is crying, "Tiznach mishalom nafshi," that my soul has been denied peace, and now that I light the Shabbos candle, I won't trip, and now my soul can feel the peace. Can feel the shalom. I mean, that's the cure of the tsar, of the anguish and the cave and the pain of all existence. The cure is that if I have a candle in the house, I won't trip. And the Magen Avraham adds, not only that you won't trip, but you won't trip over an eitz or an evin, a piece of wood or a stone. It's gevaldik. The truth is that for such peace, you don't really have to have a candle. What's the matter with a fluorescent? Or Allah has come of a common, nice chandelier? It certainly would serve the purpose to see to it that a person wouldn't trip, God forbid. This is the Indian of Ner Beisai. Of Tiznach Misholam Navshi. Which the Gemara says that the Shabbos candle brings the peace that the Churban Beis HaMikdash is taken from us. That Golus, that exile, has stolen from us. And it seems like such like an insult to the concept of shalom. It means not to trip. Obviously it's something much deeper. And we have to be careful not to trip over that statement of Rashi. We have to be careful not to learn things in a silly way. So let's go to the next step. Rabbeinu Chananel, on the Flam Dalet and Shabbos, says, Ein Shalom Ela Ba'or. So Rabbeinu Chananel makes a connection between Shalom and light, between Shalom, peace, and light. Shenemar, at the beginning of Chumash, Vayaru Lekim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. Now we're beginning to get somewhere. Vayaru Lekim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. So Rabbeinu Chananel says that the relationship between peacefulness, which is Toiv, which is the ultimate good as we learn, the relationship between Shalom, peace, and light is revealed in the first place where light is revealed entire. And you know, when something is revealed for the first time, it means the essence. So Vayaru Lekim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. If you want to know what Toiv is, what good is, so the Torah tells us that good is Or, is light. So there's a connection here between Toiv. And remember, we began the entire sugi, this whole subject of Ner Shabbos, with the Gemara that says, Vatiznach brings the pasuk Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi, that if I don't have peace, then the Shisi Toiva, then I have no good in my life. And Chazal say that the Hadlok is near, that the Shabbos candle is coming to restore peace, which is the ultimate good. So there's a connection between or between light and toiv and that which is good. How do we understand this? So one of the Chachmei Yerushalayim, one of the Yekirei Yerushalayim, Rav Moshe Shapira, based upon the teachings of the Maral and of the Yizkutzer, Rav Tzadik, explains this in the following way. And understand this, it's a very big Yesod, and it will make Shabbos a lot more enjoyable. There's an upsetting pasuk in Tillim. Hecharkta mimeni oyhev areya. You know that David HaMelech often felt lonely. Whatever that means. The loneliness of David HaMelech is the loneliness of the Jewish people. Each and every one of us can relate to this pasuk. Hecharkta mimeni oyhev areya. Hashem, you have distanced from me every single friend. Everybody, anyone who loves me. I don't have anybody who loves me. I don't have a friend. Miyudai machshach. Those who know me, machshach, are dark in their relationship to me. It means I don't experience a relationship with them. There's a darkness between us. Hechakta mimeni oyhev areya. I don't have any friends or companions. And those who were my friends, or those who say they love me, or I love, machshach, there's a state of darkness that separates us. There's a darkness that's settled between us. What's the connection between darkness and relationships, friendships, loved ones? So also the beginning of the Chumash, V'lachayshech kara laila, and Hashem called the darkness night. And the Maral explains that the meaning of darkness, or more than that, what is it that darkness accomplishes? What is it that darkness brings to the world? So the Maral explains that the teva, the nature of darkness, is that it separates between kol chelke hebriya. It brings separation between all aspects of reality. Why? Because when the person is in a state of darkness, when there's darkness, then the person has to remain in his little daladamis, in his little place on this earth. He has to remain, could be in his house. He can't relate to the other. He can't go beyond the self and connect to someone else. Chayshach, like it says by the Akedah, Chashach des binches yechidcha means to withdraw, to hold back. Chashach des binches yechidcha. Not to hold back. You didn't hold back from me. Chayshach, chasachta, chayshach means that where there's darkness, one person can't see the other. You can't see the other, and you can't relate even to the objects of your environment. In short, darkness isolates a person. Darkness isolates. Why don't you sit down? Darkness isolates a person and separates the person from everybody and everything. Light is just the opposite. Or light has just the opposite effect. When it's light, then the entire world, as far as the eye can see, connects to you. You have a shaychus to the entire world. You have a relationship with your environment, with the people and the things that are around you. And you become connected to them. You become part of them. You see them. And therefore, you feel a certain common... You feel a certain common... purpose, if we happen to be here in this place at this time, it means that we have a shaychus. It means that there's a connection, there's a relationship. And that's the meaning of the bracha that we said this morning. Yoitzer or uvarei chayshech. Hashem forms light and creates darkness. That's the first part of that sentence. And then the second part, which is also, which corresponds to the first part, is oyseh shalom uvarei asakol. Hashem makes peace and creates all things. So if we are to connect the sentence, Yotzer Or, Hashem creates light, is then returned to in the words, Oyseh Shalom. Put it together. By creating light, Hashem has created peace. By creating light, there is the possibility of man experiencing Shalom. Through Or, through light, there can be Shalom. And that is the meaning. That is the meaning of what we said already a few times today. Baruchenu Avinu Kulonu Ki Echad. Hashem, bless us, bench us. Baruchenu Avinu, our Father, Kulonu Ki Echad, all of us Ki Echad. All Jews like one, Ke'echad. And then we say, Be'or Panecha, in the light of your face, Hashem. Meaning Hashem is Baruch Hu asking you that may there be only one thing, may there be only one light that joins us together, maybe the light of your face, which I'm going to talk about a lot over the next few weeks. May it be the light of your reality, of your presence, because light enables people to connect one to the other. I can see the other person. Hashem is Baruch, may I only see the other person with your light. Bo'or panecha. Barcheinu avinu kolonu ki echad bo'or panecha. Ki bo'or panecha nesat alonu. Bo'or panecha. Therefore, we understand that light or is revealed first in Chumash, which means its essential existence is Toiv. It is the definition of Toiv, of good in this world. And Hadlokas Haneiris, lighting the candles, as you know, in the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash is called also, preparing and lighting the candles is called what? Hatovas Neiris. From the Lashon of Toiv. Hatovas Haneiris. There's something good about the light of the candles. There's not only something, but the ultimate good can be experienced through the light of candles. Because Toiv, as we learn from the Rambam, means Shalom. And the meaning of Shalom, of peace. The meaning of Shalom is that there can now be a hiskasher, there can be a deep connection between friends, between a husband and wife, between a Jew and Hashem. Because light enables, or light facilitates a relationship. It makes it possible to connect one to the other, to relate one to the other. That's what light does. I'm not stuck into my little world. I'm not rolled up in a little ball inside my own dark womb. But I can actually see the other. And once that possibility exists, then the ultimate toiv can be tasted as well. Of toivim hashnayim min ha'echad. That it's so much better. Toivim hashnayim min ha'echad. It's so much better to have a good friend, to have a brother or a sister, to have a husband, a wife, to have a child, and to be alone, God forbid. Toivim hashnayim min ha'echad. Toivim, that's toiv. Tov means not to be alone. Tov means to connect. Tov means to see someone and to relate to the other. Hine matoiv umanoim sheves achim gam yachad. Hine matoiv. What is toiv? What is noim? What is delightful and pleasant? Sheves achim gam yachad means that when brothers, when Jews were able to see each other, when they're able to connect to one another. And loneliness is described in Torah. Separation, loneliness is the worst. Because the first place where it says, loitaiv, it is not good, is a description of man alone. Lotov heyos ha'odem levado. It is not good or it is the lo tov, it is the no goodness of the world when man is alone. Toiv mashnayim echad means when you're together, when you can see the other. That's toiv. Toiv mashnayim echad. That is the toiv. Toiv mashnayim echad. That is the ultimate toiv. That's shalom. And the loy toiv, the ultimate non-goodness, is loy toiv heyos ha'adam levado. It is not good for man to be alone. And that's why the word tov, as you know, in creation does not appear on the second day of creation. Tov does not appear on the second day of creation, because on the second day, machlokas came into existence. Without going into any details of that right now, that's when machlokas, that's when that possibility of separation began. Machlokas is the second day. That there can be a separation, a difference, a dispute, that began on the second day. And the number two means the possibility also of separation. As the Maral explains, Keseder, two, there's the danger of separation. That there's all the potential of that relationship, but there's also the danger of two going the other way, of separation. So we now understand that the possibility of shalom, of there being peace, is contained within the presence of light, which facilitates one person seeing the other and feeling a shaykhis, a kesher, a connection to the other. In darkness, you're by yourself, you're mamish by yourself, and you can't leave your tiny little world. When there's light, you can see the other. And that is the toiv, the ultimate toiv. And that is what the Rabbeinu Chananel meant when he said, "Ein shalom ela ba'or," that there can only be peace where there is light. Shenema vayaru lekim esaor ki toiv, that Hashem defines light as ki toiv. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. That's Aleph. We still need to understand the nature of this light, because it couldn't be just talking about watts or bulbs or something you could just. Something just shines, even though on the most basic level, certainly it's true. It is true. That when there's light, then there's a relationship. But ba'aymik, on a deeper level. Again, we're going to be continuing this over the next couple of months. This is just like the Rashi Prokhim, it's just the beginning. In the Zohar HaKadosh, on that pasuk, as ha'or ki tayr, that light is good, the Zohar says it's talking about Torah. Specifically, Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah. That the light of the 7 days of creation, that light of ayar lekim as ha'or ki tayr, that light of the 7 days of creation, the Zohar says, is now concealed within Torah Shebaal Peh, and befrat within the oral Torah, within Torah Shebaal Peh. That is the light that is referred to when the Gemara talks about man inside his mother's womb, when the fetus is in the mother's womb, and there's a ner doluk al roishai, right? There's a candle that's lit, there's light, and with that light, the Gemara says neither that a person is able is mabit by misayfa oilam bad saifa. He's able to gaze from one end of the world, from one end of the universe to the other. Nothing is in the way. And that is the light of Torah. Because you know that inside the mother's womb, there's a malach that's teaching the child the entire Torah. So the Zohar tells us now, the Zohar HaKadosh is zeroing in on the nature of this light in our lives that is merely reflected in the Shabbos candle, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. It's the light of the oral Torah, it's the light of Torah. But specifically Torah Shebaal Peh. Why is that? And what is the meaning of that? That with that light of Torah that's hidden in the light of Torah, you're able to see from one end of the world to the other. So one has to understand, what is it really that brings people together? It's not enough just to be in a place that's lit up, because you can go to some, God forbid, there's some Hollywood premiere and there'd be tons of lights. There'd be flashing all over the place, lights, and you say, oh, this is terrific. This must be what it means in the pasuk when it says, Vayelokim is Arki Taif. That's what Hashem is talking about. What's that? What does it really mean? What is the aura that we're talking about? So this is what the Zohar is telling us. The light that really, really brings people together is when you have, let's say, two people, and we'll talk about this much more when we discuss specifically the relationship between a husband and wife. When two people share the same goals, the same dreams, the same hopes, when there's one tachlis, when there's a kavana mishutefes, chayim mishutofim, when there is one goal, one purpose, ultimately, that is the only thing that can create a hiskashrus between two hearts. These could be two people that for years and years never met each other. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them together, and because they share, they've come to realize that they share a common goal, and there's something that's tugging at both of them, and it's the same thing. So this creates a hiskashrus. This is what a family is. This is what it means, a husband, a wife, a parent and a child, a brother and a sister. When two people, God forbid, have nothing in common, they could be sitting in a room that is shining with 1,000 bulbs, with a light of 1,000 bulbs, and they could have candles lit on every single window. But if two people do not share a common goal, a common interest, a common tachlis, that means that even though it looks like there's a lot of light in this room, be'emes in truth, the room is pitch black. It's totally dark because they can't see each other. They don't look towards each other because each one has drifted off to a different direction. Yitzhak Rachmanis will talk more about this. There are many marriages that when they were under the chuppah, they looked at each other. And it could be that the rest of the world was dark, but they felt a tremendous aura, a tremendous light between them because they shared this common goal, this common desire. They shared a common tachlis, a dream. And that Chas V'Shalom, at some point later on, they stopped seeing each other. They didn't see each other. There's no more light in the relationship. So Memela, there's machloikis, there's separation, and especially where they were supposed to be so close to each other, and then they're not, then they can't be stamped that they just say, okay, so we'll have our own separate lives. Very often they begin to despise each other. They begin to hate each other because the disappointment is so profound. You see, I don't expect to have any kind of significant relationship with the guy in the grocery. If we say good morning and he's, how you doing? And, how's the family? Fine. I didn't expect necessarily to share any great common aspiration with the guy behind the counter. But when you're under the chuppah with someone, and that was supposed to be the solution to all of the machloikas, to all the period. Now I have one person in my life who understands me. Now I have one person in my life who wants to travel with me in the same direction. And you discover that you're traveling in different directions. Then the hatred can be much more intense than the love ever was. Chalila. Because in that situation, each one looks at the world in a different light. That's the point. He's looking at the world in a different light, and he's facing a different direction. When we say that, when the Zohar Kodesh says that the light of the 7 days of creation, that light which it says in the Chumash Vayar Lekim is Ha'or Kitay, which is the ultimate good, and the Zohar Kodesh tells us, Rabbi say, that light is found in the Torah, and is found specifically in Torah Shebaal Peh. It means on the deepest level, that if we really, really, really were connected to the Torah on the deepest level, it wouldn't be possible for any Jew to hate another Jew. It wouldn't be possible for there to be any separation between a chassan and kal, between a parent and a child, between two friends. It wouldn't be possible, because the emes is that all of us share the absolute tachlis of barcheinu avinu kolonu ki echad bore panacha. Every one of us shares the Torah Kadosh, the same tachlis, the same goal, the same dream of what it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be on the same road, heading in the same direction, facing the same thing, seeing the world in the same light. And that is the meaning of the shalom, of the peace that's connected to the light of Torah and Shabbos, which we'll talk about in a minute. And that's the meaning of Misaifai Lamad Saifai, that the light of Torah Shabbat Peh illuminates the path from one end of the universe to the other. Misaifai Lamad Saifai means that everything in my life and everything in your life, everything that you want and everything that I want, ultimately is the same. Because the person who is able to see this, of this light of Torah, which is Misaifa Olam Va'ad Saifa, from one end of the world to the other, it means it's a light that pierces through all of existence. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam alei borei elu lechvaydai. That a Jew who sees this reality, who looks at reality in this way, cannot feel distant from another Jew. Because the other Jew looks at everything in life also in the same way. What covet Shemayim? Everything in the world is only a kli, is only a means of attaching oneself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Misaifa Lamad Saifai. This kav, this line, this ray of truth, of common purpose, of Shahakol Niyah B'dvaro, of kol ma shebar kadosh baruch hu b'olam lo bar lechvayde. If what? Hakol bar lechvayde. It takes all the separate pieces of the puzzle, all the separate pieces of my life, of your life, all the separate pieces of creation, and it gives it one purpose. The purpose that's defined in Shulchan Aruch and Rambam, in Torah, that's defined in the Ramchal, that's defined in Tzvas Emes. It brings everything together. Because it says that we're going in the same direction. We share the same dream. And that is what the Rambam was talking about when he said, Shahatayra kula lo nidna elas shalom ba'olam, that the Torah was given to bring peace in the world. And that peace that the Rambam is talking about doesn't mean that two people don't beat each other up. Or what's called, or what one of the presidents began to refer to as peaceful coexistence. Peaceful coexistence means that this one doesn't murder the other one. Or this country doesn't annihilate the other country. This is the hasag of shalom in the world. You could have a country of people who despise each other, who share nothing in common except perhaps a language, and some vague cultural experiences, people who share very little. And they're bunched together. They're at each other's throats. And as long as they don't kill each other, Ish Yisrael Chayim Ulo, as long as they don't murder each other in the world, that's called Shalom. There is no identical dream. There is no goal. There's not the same end zone. It's not the same place. Every person is called Yosha Beinav. This one has his tachlis, she has her tachlis, everybody's looking in his direction. In short, everybody's sitting in darkness. And David HaMelech said, Gevalt, I don't have a friend. I don't have anybody who loves me. Because that's not what the world says, opposites attract. Opposites get divorced. They don't attract. And I've mentioned this many times before, as it says in the Svarma Kedoshim. Opposites are attracted to each other in a very unhealthy way. It's true, because there's a certain mystique. Like the Tzemach Tzedek says, that when you're very hot, there's nothing that's more geschmack than a freezing cold drink. And when you're very cold, it's nice to have something warm. But that's not a relationship, it's just a momentary pleasure. That's what the whole world is focused on. That's not toiv. Because there's nothing in common. Fakir, they're two opposites, hot and cold. day and night. That doesn't create shalom. There's no toiv. Because everybody has his own tachlis. Everybody, this one wants this one's that. So there's excitement. It's momentary. From the time that they announce the marriage of those celebrities, before the second newspaper comes out, they're already in the divorce court. With all the excitement, or people who are dating for 12 years, and they can't stay away from each other. That's Barachenu Avinu Kulonu Ki'echad. There's only one way. Barachenu Avinu Kulonu Ki'echad Bo'or Panecha. If every one of us marches to that same tune, of course that tune allows it to be Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Gilatzianas also can exist in that tune. Everybody, as long as Alpi Shulchan Aruch, we have our Menhagim Adarav. That makes it more beautiful. That makes it more beautiful. A Sfaradi and Ashkenazi not going in other directions unless some small-minded person tries to stir up the pot. But there is no machlokes between Ashkenazi and Sfaradi. There's no machlokes between Chassidim and Misnagdim. There's no such thing, the emes. There can be different ways within Yiddishkeit, but what it should create is more of an intense love, not a pirud, not a separation. And wherever there's machlokes, wherever there's pirud, one has to run away from that place. And all those people who give speeches about Achdus, while they bash different types of Jews, because if this one's yarmulke, or this one's coat, or this one's the color of one's skin, Rahman al-Islam. There are places in Eretz Yisrael where Sfaradim are not even allowed to come live. You know that? And every one of the, you could be sure that every Rosh Hashiva in that neighborhood is giving a drosh on Shabbos about Achdus and about Teira. And how the Torah brings everybody together. Try to bring a Sfaradi into his yeshiva. No Sfaradim allowed. There's no sign. You could find out about this if you don't believe me. B'acheinu avinu kolonu ki'echad. Avechad lo kolonu. We have one father. Hatayra kuloi nitne elulasa sholom ba'olam. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, Drecheha darachei noyim v'chol nesiva yiseh ha'sholom. All of the paths of the Torah are peace. V'chol nesiva yiseh ha'sholom means that no matter what road I'm on, no matter what street, the same way that when Ramey Shapiro had Daf Yomi, what an unbelievable idea that you could have a Jew that comes from this place, a Jew that comes from another place, and they meet somewhere on some street of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's world, and they say, "What are you up to?" So I'm up to getting Daf Chavav. Right away we're together, right? Right away we're together. V'chol nesiva yiseh ha'sholom. That's true. But it's not just because of the blood of the blood Gemara. It's the Torah, it's called Torah Kulul, and then the Elul Azeh. How sad it is if the only thing that you think you have in common is Daf Chavav and Gittin. But it's called Nesiva Yiseh HaSholom. If one truly knows what it means to be a Jew, no matter where you live, no matter what part of the world you're in, the same way when two people love each other, wherever they're walking in the world, they're always walking towards each other. And if they can't be together, they're dreaming of coming home. All the roads lead to that door. All the roads lead to that same address. Even though this one today might be in California, the other one's in New York. But in their minds and in their hearts, that address is shining before their eyes. And if a Jew knows what it means to be a Jew, and he's mabit misayif alamad sayif avayar lekimis ha'or ki toiv, that means that every Jew has the same address. It's in Yerushalayim. Now we understand, but Oymik, we can now begin to understand what's Rashi talking about? What's the Magen Avraham, the Mordechai, and all the Rishonim talking about when they say, you know what the light of Shabbos is? That you shouldn't trip over an Eitz or an Evan. You shouldn't stumble. Shli Yikoshol be'Eitz or be'Evan. So here we have to go into the world of the Balat Tanya. It was yesterday. In the Shaar Yichud V'Emunah, and in many other places in his writings, and it's found subsequently in all the Sfarim, but the Tanya was the one who clarified this Nakuda in the most beautiful way. Really, the Tanya says the true mitzvah, the true reality of this world is elikus, is godliness. You see, when speaking of creation, it's described in such a way of yesh me'ayin, there was nothing, and now there's something, right? But the Tanya says that's only from our little silly way of looking at things. Really, it's not yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. It's nothing from something. Nothing from something means that in the beginning, it was clear that all there was godliness. Now we're stuck in some delusion of nothingness. I always get upset, like after Yontif, you know how you have people that say, well, I guess, you know, after Marv, Matzah Yontif, well, I guess we have to get back to reality. Fech. What a perversion. That's reality? What, the Long Island Railroad? That's the Mitzvahs? That's reality. It's Mamash Ayin Miyesh. It's Ayin Miyesh, not Yesh Miyayin. It's a mistake. Everything is Elokus. Everything is God. Everything is godliness. And as the Tanya explains in the Shaar Yichud V'Emunah, every single thing exists in this world only because every single instant, every second, Hashem is creating again and again. Me'ayin li'yesh. Hashem is bringing the world constantly into existence, as he discusses there with the letters, the Isis, and he brings in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Baruch Hanitza B'Shamayim, that the letters of the Aleph Beis, that when Hashem created the sky, Yehi Rakia, every second Hashem, with those letters, Yehi Rakia, every second Hashem is saying those letters, Yehi Rakia, and the Yud, the Hey, the Yud, Resh, Kuf, Yud, Ayin, those letters, every single second are creating again, are creating the Rakia, the sky again, every second. The problem is, however, of course, that this light of God, this light of Elokus, which is constantly giving life to all reality, is doing so in a way that we can't see in this crazy place. We can't see it. Therefore, la'inenu, how it appears to us, it seems, as if there are two separate realities. There is this world, mitzvahs, a world of etzem and avonim, of trees and of stones, of wood and stone, which I'll explain why dafka that. There's this physical world, and then after and then on Yontif you have like a nice spiritual world. So then after Yontif, well, I guess we get back. We're going to get back now to the other reality, Chas v'Shalom. In other words, because we're so broken and we're so confused, our way of looking at Mitzvahs is as if there's the Mitzvahs. There's this Mitzvahs that I'm in right now, which includes the Long Island Railroad and everything else that comes along with it. That's the Mitzvahs. And then they tell me there's a different Mitzvahs. There's something else, a separate Mitzvahs. This dichotomy is so unbearable for many people. It's so incomprehensible. It's so beyond the reach of the Emunah that it could become so terrible that a person could become a kaifer. He can deny that there is any godliness. To such an extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will conceal this light, this single reality, to such an extent that it's possible that a person can be kaifer, that a person can say, all there is, or like they're saying that by the nations of the world, is what you see is what you get. That's all there is. There's only one Mitzvahs, the Mitzvahs that you can weigh, that you can measure, that you... HaTorah, the Rambam says, HaTorah nitna l'asa sholem ba'olam. The Torah was given, and only with the Torah was given to make sholem in the world. What does that mean? It means that the Torah, ultimately, is the only means that a person in this world has to make sholem between this dimension that he sees with his eyes and that which he can't see with his eyes. Between this world and the other world. It's only through a life of Torah It's only through, that's what it means, that the light, that the light of creation, the 7 days of creation, is hidden in what? In the Torah. And specifically in the Torah Shebaal Peh. That means it's only through the light of Torah. Through a Jew seeing things in light of the Torah. In light of the Torah that was handed down to us generation after generation. Only a person who sees the world in light of the Torah, in that light, Bor Panacha, only such a person is able to see that there is no contradiction between this physical world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there is no separate reality. I'm not going back to reality after Yontiv. That's a real world, and I'm living in some make-believe fantasy world by the Pesach Seder. Chalila. Only a person who lives a life in the light of Torah and sees the world in that light understands that Adarabba, not only is there no contradiction, not only is there no dichotomy, there is no conflict between this world and the next, between what I see and what I don't see, but Adarabba, HaKol Bar L'Chvardai Mamish, that even this piece of leather is what to write a Sefer Torah. Even this piece of food is what, so that I could say a Brocha, that I could talk to Hashem. Even this child that I love so deeply, is so that I should be able to connect at even a deeper level to the one who gave me this child. There's no steer, there's no conflict, there's no dichotomy, there's no contradiction. That person who lives in the light of Torah is able to look at reality from one end of the universe to the other. There is nothing that is outside of his world. There's nothing that contradicts. There's no conflict. And here's where we come to the candles of Shabbos. I told you that according to the Arizal, when you come home Friday night from shul, it's really good to say not just good Shabbos, which is great, but to say also Shabbos Shalom. Or if you're Sephardi, to say Shabbat Shalom. But to say Shabbos Shalom. Shabbos Shalom. The Inyan is as follows. If Kol HaTorah, if the whole purpose of Torah is what? Is to create Shalom. That means that every mitzvah has that ultimate purpose of making this shalom that we're talking about, creating that single vision, that path, that road, that address that we all share in common. That everything in the world is godliness, and everything in the world is just ways of getting to the final destination for Yushalayim. There's nothing, there's no conflict, there's no contradiction. If that's by all mitzvahs, then could you imagine if the Baruch Shalom gave us one mitzvah, through the Chachamim, which is what? The whole purpose of this mitzvah is what? Creating light. Hadlokas Ner. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that that's the whole meaning of Hadlokas Ner is what? Is to repair the fission, the separation. To create Shalom in the world, Shalom in the house. Vatiznach mi Shalom nafshi. Yirmiyah screamed, Rabbi Shalom, so my soul has been denied Toiv. I'm lost. I'm broken. The Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. I don't know what my purpose is in life. I lost my address book. I don't know where I'm going. Mimela, I can't stand the person who's next to me. Because he's Fablonja this way. I'm Fablonja a different way. We have nothing in common. All the sinners and his chinim chubim, it's all one thing. Nashisi Toiv, and I have no Toiv in my life. Because there's no one address. There's no kav. So Baruch Shalom gave us through his Chachamim the mitzvah of Neiris Shabbos. And he revealed to us in the Gemara that whereas all mitzvahs have the koyach to make that path clear, kol nesivah says Shalom when it comes to Neiris Shabbos. When it comes to the Shabbos candles more than any other mitzvah, the whole mitzvah is what? On Shabbos that there should be Shalom. That means that somehow, more than any other mitzvah, through the candles of Shabbos, that inner mitzvah of all reality, that true light, is revealed. We can all see things in the same light. Even though the 6 days of the week, you get crazy, you start to see things one way. Your wife, your husband sees things the other way. This one sees a different way. Everybody has, you get crazy. When you come home Shabbos, say Shabbos Shalom, and you look at the candles, And in those candles, you can be mabit misayif alam asayif, and we're going to talk more about this next week. You turn to your wife and you say, You remember what we once wanted when we were under the chuppah, what we once shared? You remember the dream? You remember that hope that we once had in common? During the week, we got a little bit mixed up. During the past 853 weeks, we were a little mixed up. But it's Shabbos. Shabbos is Chosn and Kala. Because Kala, as we spoke about, is the letters Hakol. Everything comes back into, everything can be seen once again in a clear way. You remember, where am I going? The holy of Shabbos, Shevis Achim Gam Yachad, which we'll talk about more, Shalosh Shudas, of Yidden sitting together, is and how painful it is that America did away to a large extent in many places, not Chalil everywhere, but in many places, Shalosh Shudas became already, you know, it's not for us. Malavam Alke, you know. Shalosh Shudas, Malavam Alke, Dibuk Haveirim. This is the Inyan of Shalom Bayis. So now let's get back. So what does it mean? You shouldn't trip over a piece of wood or a stone. So the Tzemach Tzedek's illustrious descendant, who was named after him, was the last Lubavitcher Rebbe, Schussi Egen Elenu. He was an illusory person, you know that. He was a genius. So listen to what he says. So poshut. You know, when you see it, you say, that's what it is. It's like when you learn, when you learn brisket Torah, you know, you can't believe there was anything before it. It's so clear. So Lubavitcher Rebbe said that Eitz and Evan means all separation of this world, all kfira, all heresy, all that claims to be holy, that claims to be taking the world on one clear path, but is really darkness and distortion. Because the Torah says, when the Torah speaks about Avodah Zarah, so the Navi Yirmiyah says, Oimrim le'etz aviata. There are those who call wood, a piece of wood, that's Christianity, the crucifix. There are those who call a piece of wood, you are my father. You are my father. Oimrim le'etz, that's the second track of Yirmiyah. Oimrim le'etz aviata. Aviata. We have one father. There's the Maisa. One father. The one father, the guy that's hanging up in the back of the room over there. Aviata, on a piece of wood. Aviata, a common goal and purpose. Besides, you can't even count with a computer the number of churches there are in the world. You can't even count. The murder, the ritziches, the kfiris, the paganism, the emptiness, the sinner, the hatred. The world was doing a lot better before that guy in the wood showed up. And the Evan. So it says in Pasuk, so there are people who say, this is the truth. This is the common goal. This is the Yushalayim Chalila. Rome. This is the place we're all headed to. The Rebbe says, they say to a piece of wood, you're my father. And the end of the Pasuk, Ula Evan. At Yiladatani, and they say to a stone, you gave birth to me. That's Islam. That's the stone in Mecca. And they say to the stone, you gave birth to me. You're the Tachlis. The stone. The Chiddush of Shabbos candles is Shle Yikoshel Be'etza Be'evan. Because in this world, there are a lot of Eitzim Navonim. In this world, everybody's claiming the truth. Everybody says, travel in this light. Look at reality through the light of my truth, through the light of my philosophy. Every writer, every religion, every ideology, every philosophy, it says what? Thus is thus. This is the light. Follow this light. Call the Sivaisa. Follow this light. So when you light Shabbos candles, it says, Rashi says, Shli Koshel. Mordechai says, Shli Koshel, on what? What shouldn't you stumble by Eitz Be'evin, which means all of the kfiris, all of the imposters, all of the make-believe truths, all of the ones who are claiming that they're filled with light, but they only brought more and more darkness to the world, more emptiness to the world, more isolation, more loneliness to the world. Loneliness. That's the Christianity, or let's not say all Christianity. Catholicism. Can you imagine you got these people that go live in Nebuchadnezzar? They go live in a convent, in a monastery. It's Rachmanis. It's a big Rachmanis. The only friends they make is when no one's looking. It's a big Rachmanis. B'choshech, and their places are always dark also. They're always dark. L'havdol, alf alf havdolis, our shul now is in the last few weeks of building, and all throughout the entire thing is, listen, I don't care what the furniture, what this, that, but lichting. We have to have a lot of light in the shul. You have to have in a shul a lot of light. It has to be lit up in a Jewish home. It has to be lichtig. It has to be lit up. All of the kishloines, all of man's stumblings are over pieces of wood and stones. And sticks and stones may break my bones. They have much more of a devastating effect upon the neshama of a person. And all of it comes from the miyanas, from the delusion. From the delusion. And the delusion is that this is the mitzvahs. Not that it's all alakus. Adarabba, God came down to the physical world in a physical body. In other words, Christianity couldn't tolerate such a thought. That what? That in this physical world, that this physical world is filled with godliness. So they had to make up a Bubba Maisa. They didn't make it up. It's from mythology. They had to take what? God. And God had to make a road trip. So therefore, the rest of the world is what? The rest of the world is Choshech. But he came down and he's right now in the back of the church. Or he died for your sins. So none of us are nichshel, God forbid. Who's interested in that? But you have to be very careful. Because the Eitzim and Avodim are more subtle, are much more subtle. So people like us, what do we care about? Muslims and Christians, that doesn't bother us. Although there are many Jews that are taken in by these things now. But that's not the point. The point is that there are Eitzim and there are Avodim everywhere you go in the world. This is my truth. This is my candle. This is my light. Not Bo'or Panecha. And in this way you understand, you can't help but stumble, because since that's not really light, it's just that guy's, the person who wrote that book's light. So everywhere you're going to go, you're going to bump into things. Your whole life, you're just falling and stumbling. And you can't stand anybody else because they're falling over other things. Not the same thing that you're falling over. The biggest bracha of Shabbos, I'm going to talk, of course, much more about this over the coming months. The bracha of Shabbos is that no matter what direction you got lost in during the week, when it comes to Shabbos, it's again, Barchenu Avinu Kulonu Ki Echad. Kulonu Ki Echad. Mamish. And that's why Rabbi said the Malchus of Mashiach, give me another 5 minutes, since it's late. That's why the Malchus of Mashiach is described as a candle that's lit. Shomatz miach keren ledavid, arachti ner lemashichai. Arachti ner lemashichai. Mashiach's arrival is described in such a way, I'm going to light a candle for my anointed one. Arachti ner lemashichai. And Rosh Hashanah, that's in Tilim. And Rosh Hashanah, we use that and we say, which is the day of the coronation. Which is the day that we say, the whole year we got crazy. But now we remember what's the purpose of life. That's what it means, Hamelech. We coronate again the king. We remember what the direction that we got a little bit sidetracked, but we remember where we belong. So Rosh Hashanah we say, V'arichas ner levin yishai mishichecha b'mher v'yemeinu. We talk about Yishalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. V'arichas ner levin yishai mishichecha. The candle of Mashiach Tzidkenu. The candle of Malchus. You know what that means? Chazal say in the Medrash, Sha'ul lo'izoch l'meluchi. You know how Sha'ul became king? And that's not even the final Malchus. You know how Sha'ul became king? Chazal say, Sha'ul lo'izoch l'meluchi el al-yidei sha'hoi zikeinu madlik neiros l'rab. Because his grandfather used to light candles for people. That people should see. And that's how Sha'ul became king. Because his grandfather used to light candles. What does that mean? The meaning of it is, that the whole purpose of Malchus, the whole definition of Malchus, as the Rambam says clearly, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Limna Yisraelenu, the mitzvah to appoint a king, in the mitzvah say Kufayin Gimel, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, Limna Yisraelenu, the mitzvah to appoint to have a king, Yikabetz Kol Umaseinu V'yan Higenu. The purpose of the king is to gather all Jews together and to lead us in one direction. That's why the king is called the heart of the Jewish people, or he's called in Chumash a king. In Chumash is called Achad Ha'am. Achad Ha'am. Achad Ha'am means the one who can make a people, who could take people who are going in this way, that way, and the king has the abilities, Yikabetz Kol Umaseinu, to give everybody one direction. The king is the one who has to set that path, that road. Melech Poyreitz Geder. He has to create that road that leads to Yerushalayim. He has to bring all these people into one way. Therefore, David's name is Dalad Vav Dalad, which the Sfarim tell us. Dalad means four separate directions. And Vav means to join together, Dalad, all four separate directions. The Koyach of David Malki Mashiach is to bring all the separate back together. And Yehuda is the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, the name of Hashem, with the Dalad contained within the Shem Havaya. To bring all separation back together to oneness. And that's the avoid of Mashiach, the Mashiach will come, the ultimate goal of Mashiach is likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. The whole world will have one common goal. Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. Barcheinu avinu kulonu ki echad. Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. Ula'avdai shchem echad. And the melody we understand is the whole need of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Mashiach, it's a separate thing, we'll talk about one another time. Masha Hayahu Shiyah is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moral writes in the Chedusha Goddess about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Hayahat Tzadik HaShvi'i. Moshe Rabbeinu was the seventh Tzadik. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kohas, Amram, Moshe. And the Moral says, why is that? Because Kol Shvi'is Yeshlehem Shabbos. Kol Shvi'is Yeshlehem Shabbos. The seventh means Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shabbos dicker one. Kol Shviz, Yesh Lahem Shabbos, and the Yushviz, and of course the David HaMelech is the seventh, which is Malchus. And Kol Shviz, every seventh means Shabbos. And that's what Chazal say. That in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, while he was still in Egypt, Holach Moshe V'tikilhem is Yom HaShabbos L'nuach, that Moshe Rabbeinu did all that he could that the Jews should have Shabbos to rest. In Mitzrayim, in the darkness, in the Choshech of Golos, Moshe Rabbeinu created a Shabbos. He brought Shabbos into the lives of the Jewish people. And that's why it says in the Kisvari that Mizmor Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos, the first letters, Mem, Shin, Lamed, Hey, are the Rosh HaTevis, LeMoshe. Tfila LeMoshe, are the Oseas, Mizmor Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos, the song of Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu is LeMoshe. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says, Vatera Yisaki Tayv, and she saw that he was good. And his name, Chazal say, was what? Tuvia Shmai. That one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu was Tuvia, Tayv. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who had received the Torah, and give us the Torah. And the Torah means now we could all what? We could all have Shalom. Now we could all find that common path. Now we could head to Yerushalayim. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us that ability. Therefore, Kol Shviz, wherever there's the seventh, it means Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the seventh Tzaddik. Moshe Rabbeinu gave every Jew a common goal. He brought Shalom. He gave us the ability to love each other and to connect to each other. Moshe Rabbeinu is Das. He gave us the ability to connect to one another because he was the one that gave us the Torah. And the Torah says, we have one father. What are you arguing with me? What's the matter with him? What's the matter with us? We have one place, one address. Why is it that we're fighting? Mizmor Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos. Hakal bar lechvaydai. Hakal. That's where those, I'll talk about this a different time. That's why those who have a minig to have a mitzvah tants by a wedding, not all Hasidim do that, but there are those who have the need of mitzvah tants. Those of you who have been by mitzvah tants, you're probably wondering why is it that by each dance, the kala, what's the theme of each dance? No? Shabbos, right? Shabbos. You ever been by mitzvah tants? So whether it's on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that was Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is l'chadoid l'kras kala. Kala ha'kol. Shakol bar l'chvaydai. Shabbos means l'chasen and kala. We'll talk more about that in Mishnah next week. Shabbos means ha'kol. I said this past Shabbos. It's a 1 minute story. But I want to share it with you. I love it so much. So I want to share it with you. one of the sweetest tzaddikim in recent years of the 20th century was the tzaddik from Yerushalayim, Rabbi Aryeh Levin, right? Rabbi Aryeh Levin was mamish, he was like the closest you can get to the Kedushas Levi in modern times, his love for Jews. You know that Rabbi Aryeh Levin was a yosem, was an orphan. And his wife, I think her name was Chana Tzipora, the Rebbetzin's Chana Tzipora, I believe, she was a yosem, she was never also an orphan. Poverty in Yerushalayim in those days is not the way we speak of it now. They were so completely empty. Physically, they had mamish, nothing. So they were Yisayim. So some people made them a lechaim. They made them a lechaim. But it meant really a lechaim, not like now. It meant really a lechaim. And they made this lechaim. And Rabbi went to his kala. And he said, look, the custom in Yerushalayim is that the chasm gives the kala a gift. And that the kala gives the chasm a gift. But, you know, I don't have anything to give you. And I don't think you have anything to give me. So I want to give you a gift. The gift is that for the rest of our lives, I promise that I'm always going to try to compromise. I'm always going to try to give in, to see things your way. I promise. And she said, what an unbelievable matana, and I want to give you such a gift. And for the rest of our lives, I promise you that I'm going to try and do whatever I can to be mevata, to give in that there should be shalom. But it shouldn't be davka my way. I should see things in your light. I should see things in your light. What an unbelievable present. Where do you get that? I don't think you can get it on 13th Avenue. I don't think you can get it on Central Avenue in our neighborhood. I don't think you can get it in Gula or Meir Sharm. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is to look at things that way, to look at the person, the people that you love in such a way. In their light, in our light. It's not a machlaikis, it's an our light. That's what it means to be a chasan kala. That's what it means, because nowadays there's so many things. Eitzim and avonim. You could have all the eitzim and avonim in the world, and you could have a palace, and you could be two people who can't live in, that the whole world wouldn't be big enough to hold you. So I want to give a special bracha to one of my favorite kallahs in the entire world, Be'ela Sheva. To her chosen, her baruch, who I met the other night. Right? I look forward to meeting on other occasions. I mean it, this is one of my favorite people on earth. And the simcha is immeasurable. So what I was talking about tonight is a bracha, is a gift. It's a way of getting off cheap also. My wife will probably have some other idea, but this is the best I could do right now. And the entire, I didn't see you because you weren't here when I started, so I was worried about that. But then you walked in with another good friend of mine afterwards. You walked in, so I was thinking about this the entire time, that you should, Bez Hashem, you and Baruch should always look at the world with the same eyes, and to see each other in such a way. And that all of your chaveiros and everybody here should be able to have good zivugim, good shiduchim, to have simcha, nachas, and brocha. Amen.